Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita. Ron's not here this week. Not sure if it's a dive heart mission or what, but might be an archery thing. He'll be back on the air very soon. Yolanda and Patricia, I know he has his fan base and we know that you're waiting.
And I'm Jean Marie, and I have a bass too. It's a bass guitar. That's about it. Oh, okay. Actually, I'm lying. It's an acoustic guitar.
Well, collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are speaking with Becky. Becky has had quite a bit of trouble with her knee. I don't remember if it's a left or right knee, but I guess it doesn't matter in this case because you can't see it anyway. And she's here to discuss arthroscopic knee surgery to remove damaged cartilage. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Becky. We probably should have told you that we do this recording in the nude.
Good morning. Yeah, there you go. She's down to earth. Okay. Before we get into your actual diagnosis, I want to talk a little bit about the knee. I'm sure you've learned quite a bit as you were going through the past few years.
Yes, I have. I've had four different knee scopes.
Yikes.
You've had four different knee scopes?
Yeah, that's a lot. Well, the knee connects the femur, or thigh bone, to the lower portion of the knee, the tibia and fibula, and the knee is a rather complex joint.
Yep. Tendons and ligaments are also in there to keep the knee joint together. Becky, I understand that you have had arthroscopic knee surgery. Can you tell our listeners about what that was?
Like, what knee was it? Or was it both knees?
It was my left knee, okay. And all four scopes were done on the left.
Okay.
So you did four different scopes.
Four different scopes. They're about... I do them about every 3 years. Some of the pain that I have with it is my knee will lock and get stuck, and then I kind of trip and look like I'm drunk all the time. It's definitely a lot of pain before I do the scopes, and that's probably what causes me to end up having the scopes being done is that I can't handle the pain any longer.
Sure.
I've tried a couple of different shots with it.
Okay.
I've done... cortisone shots, I've had the Synvisc shots, and then lots of therapy, and then we go into the knee scopes because none of them work.
Okay. Do they give you a little bit of relief after an injection? Do you feel a little bit better or not really?
Not really, because it's not hitting the spot where it needs to be done.
Okay.
Mine's more in the front of the kneecap, and so they can't get into the kneecap.
Oh, sure. Right. Yeah. And we didn't even mention the kneecap or patella is another part of the complex knee joint.
Right.
Well, you said that specifically you had arthroscopic surgery. And according to the Arthritis Health website, arthroscopic, I'm not going to be able to say that.
We're going to say this again four times.
Arthroscopic surgery is considered a non-invasive surgery. It requires only small incisions through which the surgeon inserts a very small video camera and or surgical tools. And how many, you said you had this done four times, and can you tell us about the time that you were able to watch the procedure?
She was able to watch the procedure?
Yeah.
Okay, let me hear about that.
Yeah. That was actually really cool. He,
cool.
The orthopedic that did the knee surgery actually was pointing out like what was causing the problem and showing me where he was going to trim the cartilage out of the knee that was affected.
So you were like leaning over looking at him?
No, I was
on the gurney and everything.
Yes. Yeah.
But they have it as a display or?
They had it on camera and they were showing me
through
the scopes and the...
And now you said that was helpful because you could actually see what they were doing and how they were fixing it and everything. Do you think it would be helpful for people to watch a video online if they're not able to watch their own procedure? So like watch it before they go?
I think so. That was probably my favorite knee scope I've had because I knew what was being done. And
right.
So I knew that they didn't just go in and cut.
Right.
I actually got to see what they were doing.
So what they did was a debridement and lavage, correct?
Yes.
And tell us about what that is.
I have a tendency to have my knee cap rub against the one bone in my leg. So it's causing the... cartilage to hang and it gets stuck between the two bones and pulls.
Okay.
And so they have to go in and cut the cartilage that's affected and then clean up the pieces that have actually broken off and is lodged in the knee.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
And what do they do? What do they do with it? Do they take it out?
They remove it and dispose of it.
When okay. I had brain surgery, they removed a piece of my skull, and then they removed actually like a piece of arachnoid tissue, which is technically like the covering of the brain. But I wanted to keep it because this way, when I wanted to give somebody a piece of my mind, I could actually literally give them a piece of my mind. But they said no, they had to set it in to have it tested.
Yeah, I was wondering if they had to test things like that or maybe.
Not that I know of. Okay. I just know that they dispose of it.
Okay, and they do that every time. So you've had this done 4 times, and basically every time is the same kind of thing.
Well, and I understand that an orthopedic surgeon can do a number of things during an arthroscopic procedure, including, but not limited to, trimming or smoothing out the cartilage, like you said, and this when it's growing irregularly or it's bumpy. And then they can also remove irritated synovial tissue, which produces a synovial fluid that lubricates the joint. And then, as we mentioned earlier, the lavage, which is a process by which saline solution is used to flush the joint. And actually, this process can help clear out irritants from the knee joint.
I like that word, lavage.
Lavage. But Becky, like, what was your recovery like for each? And was it easier each time, or has it gotten harder each time?
It's definitely gotten a lot easier. The last one, I was only on crutches for a few days.
Oh.
I was in physical therapy the next week
after
it. I had it done last month, and I'm back to my normal running around and doing some jobs. I still have a little bit of difficulty, some pain, but for the most part, it's been a lot better.
Oh, that's amazing.
And what's your typical day like?
I'll get up, take the kids to school, so I typically walk about 20,000 steps a day.
20,000 steps? When, how many miles is it?
It's about...
That's 10. A lot of miles.
Yeah.
How many, 10?
Yeah, it's about 10.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. When I am having a problem with the knee, I definitely can't. I do a lot of icing afterwards.
Okay.
Ice cupping is probably the best that I've tried. It's what where is,
yeah.
I take a Dixie cup and I fill it up, uh-huh. and then I rub, after it's been frozen, I rub the Dixie cup over the area where it's been tender and sore.
Okay.
Kind of like a massage with ice.
Right. Wow.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I've never ever heard of that.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's been the best that I've had. So
okay. That's
definitely
good to know. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
What is that called? Ice cupping?
Yep.
My new favorite thing. All right.
And you can literally hear her writing it down.
I did, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, what else during the recovery time, you know, helped you?
I'm currently in PT for it. So
okay.
We do a lot of stair work because that's where the problem is mm-hmm. mostly, is the up and down on stairs. But
is up worse than down or down worse than up?
Up is worse.
Up is worse, yeah. Okay.
I could see that.
Could you?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do they use those stretchy bands? I remember I did PT once.
I'm not currently using stretchy bands right now.
Okay.
We are doing a lot of like strengthening.
Okay.
I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be adding those back in.
Okay.
Have you ever tried it, or have they ever tried on you a TENS unit where they'll put like little electrodes and it'll feel like
vibration
or like rain, hard pattering rain. It can kind of, it messes with the body's ability to
concentrate on the pain.
Yeah, focus on pain.
No, I have not had that done.
Okay.
I don't know where you'd put it though. Would you put it around the knee?
Yeah, you put it around the knee.
Huh.
Yeah, and then you have a little unit that attaches to your belt, and it can help with pain.
You kind of dial it up and down.
You can get TENS units now.
At Walgreens or
over
CVS
the counter.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, which
any drugstore.
Cool. And do they look at your feet and your ankles to see if that's contributing at all? Like, do you know if you like have a...
Actually, go ahead, answer that first, but I had another question that I was asking her the other day. Go ahead, answer that one first.
Orthopedic thinks that some of it can be related to my foot. I also have had tendon surgery in the foot.
Okay.
And so I have orthopedic...
Inserts
for my foot, and
sure.
then a brace on my left foot as well.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a guest that we podcasted with last year that is a foot... Dr. Weil.
He's a sports medicine.
A sports medicine physician for feet.
Yeah. And we used to have a foot, an ankle surgeon, an ankle specialist, but unfortunately he had a stroke and is no longer working.
Right.
But he used to work on like basketball players,
ballerinas,
soccer players, because that you end up,
he was a surgeon.
He was an orthopedic surgeon. But yeah, it seems like, because the body, like if your hips are off, it's going to throw your knee off. If your feet are off, it's going to throw your knee off.
Right.
If your knee is off, it's going to throw your ankles off. So it is kind of like a pile of blocks. They all have to be supported. Right.
And we were talking the other day before we set up the podcast interview that Becky also has another condition, which we're going to be interviewing with her in the future. And it is a autoimmune connective tissue disorder.
Connective tissue disorder.
Oh, yeah. That has not been diagnosed properly yet.
Okay, that would explain a lot.
And
too.
That yeah. may that be part of the problem. On it, I mean, that sure. kind of, oh. as soon as she said that, I mean, bells started ringing in my ears. It's like, ding, 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 ding. That's the problem because...
Or your tinnitus.
The tendons are connective tissues.
Yeah.
And the ligaments are right. connective tissues. Right. And those... I guess the people at home can't see me with my hands, but
nope.
the ligaments are holding.
Or the fact that you're naked. I mean,
would you stop with the nakedness?
Okay.
The tendons and ligaments are holding. Becky, look at me. You can see me. They're holding that knee.
Right. It's all like a girdle.
They're holding that knee, that patella, okay, centered. So now it's not moving left and right over the other bone. It's staying right in the. If they're supposed to hold it. Mm-hmm. In the center.
Right.
However, if you have that connective tissue disorder, one or both might be out of whack a little bit and constantly letting it shift. Therefore,
it's rubbing, it's friction.
Therefore, yeah. I'm thinking to start with, I would really suggest that I'm going to tell you what to do. Yes, I will. I would really suggest having it taped. So tell your physical therapist yeah.
I've had it taped. Right now, they're not taping it because okay. it's still kind of swollen.
Sure. So yeah, it's kind of hard to keep it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. That makes sense.
But I've definitely have had it taped prior to the knee surgery.
I mean, you might need to wear a knee brace all the time until they figure out this.
They're trying to strengthen it.
I know. Okay. But strengthening it is only part of it. That's only part of it.
I do have a knee brace that I wear okay. When the pain gets a lot,
okay.
I don't really like to wear it because
sure.
it's uncomfortable.
Sure.
And I haven't found one that
works
fits
well.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried the external ones? You know, like those ones that kind of have bars going down the outside of your knees?
That's the one I have. I
okay.
have one that is that has joints in it.
Sure,
so it
sure,
allow
right.
my knee
you
to
kind of look
up.
Like a Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, it's...
I like those.
So it slides up and over my knee, mm-hmm. and then there's two metal bars that allow my
right.
knee to hinge.
Right.
So it doesn't allow my knee to shift back and forth like mm-hmm. the problem does, mm-hmm. but it does allow me to...
The freedom of motion to walk yes. and everything. Okay.
I'm kind of thinking that we were talking earlier about Dr. Lim, who had mm-hmm. the stroke. He had a procedure that he perfected. It was a patented procedure. It was the Lim method. And he worked with people that had foot ligaments and tendons that were too weakened when they were doing sports. And he added extra bands of material in the surgical procedure that would act as the tendon and ligament should. And then the person went and they were doing the gymnastics procedures the next week.
Okay. But so, I'm sure Becky is working with her orthopedic surgeon.
I'm going to just give her suggestions.
Who went to school for it. Uh-huh.
Well, so did Dr. Lim.
Okay. Maybe. I know. I'm just saying, Dr. Lita, though,
no,
isn't a doctor, and she doesn't even play one on TV.
I play a doctor on TV. No, I don't.
No, she okay. doesn't.
This
She's
was
always
just,
wanted to, though.
This was just suggestions that
but
she could ask
she had a
her
crush
doctor.
On George Clooney.
She can ask her doctor all
that's
about
not
it.
A story. Okay. I'm sorry. Did anything else help? Before or after the procedures, or when your knee starts to, you know, causing you discomfort?
Definitely the icing and elevation really works.
Okay.
Not walking the many thousands of steps
yeah.
I do every day.
Yeah.
That
is it hard to not walk when you're used to walking, though?
It is. I definitely am not a person that likes to sit down and relax, and that's probably one of my biggest problems.
Sure.
My orthopedics yell at me for because I walk too much.
Well, if you get into water and water therapy and things of that nature, there's an organization that our co-host Ron works with. It's called Dive Heart. And I don't know if you've ever worked with them, but they'll teach you how to scuba dive and provide all the equipment and everything. And this way you can walk around on the bottom of the ocean and such. Yeah
easier on the knees.
Cool.
Yeah.
I've done therapy in the pool.
Okay. Is that a little easier on your joint?
It definitely is. It feels okay. a lot better than when I'm up and moving around.
Sure.
Problem is I'm allergic to pool chemicals. So it's
welcome
really
to the club.
Hard.
Yes.
Okay. It's really hard to find
yes.
the hospitals that use chlorine.
Okay, right. Okay.
You're allergic to chlorine or not chlorine?
No, I am allergic to bromine.
Bromine, okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm just the opposite. Okay. I'm allergic to chlorine.
Okay. So, yeah, the two of you.
Right. You have to find the right place. You're right. I agree. It is difficult. Mm-hmm. Or you have to go to an outdoor pool, right? Because then it's not, the fumes don't hit you as hard. Yep.
Okay.
I understand that.
Yep. That's.
Well, Becky, thank you so much for joining us today. And we've enjoyed talking with you. We're definitely going to talk to you more after your next procedure.
If that's okay with you.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you.
And if our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, you can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, please keep in mind that Lita is not a doctor, nor can she prescribe medical marijuana. And that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. And always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.